direction in a sea of chaos. Welcome to Abounding Grace. Join us now with Pastor Chris Gordon as we open the Word of God.
So glad that you've tuned in today to Abounding Grace Radio. I'm Pastor Chris Gordon of the Linden United Reformed Church. We are considering Philippians chapter 1 today, this glorious section where the Apostle Paul says something that really every Christian should understand in the Christian life, because if we don't understand this, we miss God's design for what the life of the Christian is to be. Where he says there in chapter 1, he talks about what has happened to him. He's describing his situation. He's trying to comfort a church that's going through a lot of suffering. And he says, with all boldness, as always, so now also, Christ will be magnified in my body, whether by life or by death. For to me, to live is Christ, and to die is gain. But if I live on in the flesh, this will mean fruit for my labor. Yet what I shall choose, I cannot tell, for I'm hard pressed between the two, having a desire to depart and be with Christ, which is far better. Nevertheless, to remain in the flesh is more needful for you. Now, there's so much we're going to unpack here today and the rest of this week in light of those words and what the Apostle Paul is describing. But I said yesterday, if someone were to ask me, what is a Christian? I'm not sure there could be a better answer than what I just read. When we speak of a Christian, we're talking about somebody who belongs to Jesus Christ, so that one's entire life becomes Christ's. We're no longer directed and controlled by our own sinful desires and lusts, following the lusts of the flesh, the lusts of the eyes, and the pride of life. But he's saying now we're living Christ. We're living for Christ. Everything is about Christ, being filled and joined and being joyful in Christ. My life is His. The commitment that I make to Christ now is that I'm promising that I'm not living to indulge my own desires, but that old man has been crucified with him so that Christ lives in me. Remember, that is something that the Apostle Paul was constantly describing. He was describing throughout. Remember Galatians chapter 2, I have been crucified with Christ, and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. The life that I live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. So when we really live believing that it's no longer I who live, Christ lives in me, we begin to have a whole different perspective on everything that happens to us in life. That everything that God gives in his wonderful providence, everything that comes down our paths, even the difficulties, the trials, the afflictions, the losses, the pains, the sufferings, they become a grand opportunity to gain that which has become the most important thing to me. And that knowledge is going to inform how I act when that thing comes. The Christian life, then, should be lived in a certain hope and assurance that all of life is a grand progression in God's design for me specifically. That Christ would be magnified in me. How do I obtain that? How do I have that kind of perspective? Well, I said yesterday, and this is the main point this week, you will never truly be able to say to die is gain until you truly know what it means to live is Christ. Listen, the reason that so many Christians often shrug off thinking about death and the grave is because we've not yet come to this real place of enjoyment of something in the present. We've not yet come to know and to see that every bit of our lives now belong to Christ. You cannot confess to die as gain until there's a serious recognizing and reckoning with the fact that your entire life is no longer your own. One of the old confessions of the Christian faith asks a question that is really important. It says, what is your purpose in life? You know, what is it? You know, why did God make you? The answer is to glorify God and to enjoy Him forever. It's that last part that we don't often understand, that we really are intended to enjoy God. That enjoyment and that living for His glory extends not only in the present, but it extends right into eternity. It was James Boyce who once said, "How unfortunate it is that many Christians go through life with somber faces. They know the facts of the Christian faith. They trust Christ for their salvation, but there's no joy. There's nothing that gives evidence of God's presence in the midst of life or its tribulations. The presence of the Lord brings joy. And if there's no joy, the cause may well be a lack of communion with Christ in the present. If you lack Christian joy, it may be that certain things are keeping you from Him." Paul is saying, if living for Christ is for Christ, then death is the further gaining of Christ. That is so crucial. If living is for Christ, then death is the further gaining of Christ. But if our fellowship with Christ is lacking, then it will have a direct effect on our view of death. Because heaven, the bliss of being with Christ, is pictured as the full realization and the ultimate gaining of that which you've already been enjoying in this present life and learned to live and come to treasure in this life. Death is feared by those who don't know the One who stands beyond its gates. If there's no joy in fellowship right now with Christ, death becomes approached as a scary unknown. We don't even want to think about it. We avoid it. And that's why I believe fear is shown in life. But when we begin to live with a perspective about life, that really there's the ultimate gaining, the ultimate enjoyment of the One of whom has given me life, death becomes that which you've already gained in knowing how to live. Paul is picturing for us an entire picture of just how magnificent our salvation is. Christ is everything in life. Right now, I'm living knowing that He's died for me, that He's released me from my sins, living knowing that He's sitting on His throne reigning, and He's there directing all things in my life for the good, that everything will turn out for my deliverance because Christ is in me, the hope of glory. So that if I am living now, it's for Him, for His glory, for His advancement, for His kingdom, to become the fragrance of Him to the world. And whatever He chooses for me or a loved one, that means that in Christ, it's going to be good and right. That He always has as the goal of whatever trial, whatever design for life He's given to me, the ultimate gaining of Him. That's the goal. I've always liked to compare this in some way, and I recognize every analogy breaks down, but in some way to a couple planning for marriage. For the young couple, we all know that there's an ultimate excitement when the wedding day finally comes and the marriage is consummated. The full realization and benefits of marriage come when they're joined as one, but not before. But they didn't come into this relationship without a serious knowledge of the other. It took time to cultivate a relationship. Time is spent together getting to know one another, personalities. A love between the couple doesn't begin on the wedding day. It's already been in place and has been cultivated for a long period of time before. Marriage day becomes the ultimate gaining of that person. But if the relationship isn't proper beforehand, if the relationship is strained between the two in some way, if something is broken, it affects the full enjoyment of what is to come when the marriage finally is consummated on the wedding day. Paul is saying I've so learned to live for Christ in the present, in the now, to enjoy Him, magnifying Him in all things in my body, seeing that through my pains and trial, He's living in me for His glory. I've so learned to live in communion and fellowship with Him as my all in all, that in my coming death, that will be the ultimate gaining of what I'm already living for. It's the marriage feast. It's the full realization of what I've already been enjoying, the full expression of what I treasure the most. This is a really powerful perspective about the Christian life. But now he presents to us a grand dilemma. Listen to verse 22 of Philippians chapter 1. But if I live on in the flesh, this will mean fruit from my labor. Yet what I shall choose, I cannot tell. For I'm hard pressed.